we pray. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My dear friends and parents, have you ever been struck by the fact how hard it is at times to make a difficult decision? Even if you know what is the correct path to follow, and what is the right answer, and what must be done, it sometimes is very difficult to do that, because it is either unpopular or a distasteful decision to make. So very often it becomes easier to follow the easy road, to take the easy way out, to follow the path of least resistance. And the office of the Holy Ministry is one such place, where it's extremely easy to catch what might be called a severe case of theological cold feet. So it is very possible to make wrong decisions for wrong reasons. And it is an answer to such a concern that our text this morning addresses itself to that very problem. And the Apostle Paul, in these words, directs it to the Ephesian elders, directs them also to us, and exhorts us to be not thinking, but forthright and faithful because of the whole counsel of God. The message that the Apostle gives is, in a very real sense, a testimony. A testimony to his own life and to his work, but above all, to the work of the grace of God in his life. So Paul is about to leave his work at Ephesus. And he has gathered together all of the elders of the church there. And he is, as he will, the bishop giving his final words of instruction to the clergy members there as he leaves them. So he goes to Jerusalem to face really the unknown, imprisonment, possible death. And then he goes with steadfastness and with courage and with the faith that the Lord is with him in whatever it may come. And it is in this context that the Apostle urges the elders at Ephesus to be not stringent. And he tells them, I did not shrink from declaring both to you anything that was profitable, testifying both to Jews and Greeks of repentance to God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. The task of a minister is indeed a very honorable one. But it is a task that is loaded with grave responsibilities. Responsibilities that are spoken of many times in the scriptures. In fact, sometimes I suppose being a minister is very much like walking through a spiritual minefield. You can walk very easily in the wrong place and get into a great deal of trouble. And so it is that the Lord has again and again urged those who would be shepherds of the great responsibilities of their time. And nowhere is this made more clear than in the words of the prophet Ezekiel in the third chapter. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor seek to warn the wicked from his wicked ways, in order to save his life, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you will have saved your life. Again, if a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because you have not warned him. He shall die for his sin, and his righteous deeds which he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man not to sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he took warning, and you will have saved your life. These are hard words. They may even place a stumbling block in the paths of many people. But they are words that you can take to heart as ministers of the word. But it is not always an easy task. And it may even be that it is these very words that the Apostle Paul has in mind when he says in our text, therefore I testify to you this day that I am lot of all of you, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. How important it is today for people who aspire to this office to be not shrinking, to be steadfast in the confession of the whole counsel of God. And of what does our whole counsel consist? It consists in the first place of the law of God. As Paul says, he testified of repentance toward God. How much we need so often to hear that message. The message of the full condemnation of the sinner, and the declaration of the unalterable will of God for mankind. The declaration that says, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as I, the Lord your God, am perfect." And a message that so often comes into conflict with the philosophies of this world, which are more content to say, "I'm okay and you're okay," or are more content to say, "You can make it on your own," or are even sometimes extremely hard set to ever speak out a word of condemnation against anyone or against anything, in the fear that in so doing you will be unpopular or unneeded. Maybe unneeded is exactly what you will be in the eyes of the world. In speaking that message, you will come face to face with the hardness of man's heart, and they refuse to hear that word. And so it is that the message of the law so often becomes muted, and the trumpet gives forth an unclear sound. But do not think it. We should declare that message forthrightly, and let the law of God do its work. Its own work. Its work of condemnation of sin in the hearts of men. But the first counsel of God also includes the message that Paul says is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to be forthright declarers of that word also. And most assuredly, that is a message of the ministry also. A message of the love of God in His Son Jesus Christ. The message upon which the church stands or falls. The message which Paul says in our text, he gave to the elders at Ephesus, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. Yes, indeed. That message must also be heard. That message is the love and the grace of God for us, who are lost and condemned under the law. The message which says, "Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And it is into that message that Paul commands the elders of Ephesus to be strong and to be not shrinking in the Lord. So he commends them to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Paul, the steadfast apostle, commends these his fellow workers to the word of God's grace. And it is to there that he commands us also. And what a comfort that message is for us. For we are commended to his word of grace, to his means of grace, to the word of the sacred scripture, and to the visible word of the Holy Sacrament, where we will find strength as we are built up. Build up to do his work, to build up the kingdom of God. And that is so important to us. So we need to be reminded again and again that it is not our message which we preach. It is not by our reason and strength, but it is by the power of the Holy Spirit, working through the word of God, that his kingdom is at hand. That is the message we must proclaim. Be therefore not thinking, but forthright proclaim. Therefore, be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.